talking about podcast. We're talking about sweaty podcast. A podcast. Welcome to Two Chunks in a Hunk. It's the sweatiest podcast of the year during the hottest week of the summer so far. My name is Jordan, and I'm here.
This week, I'll introduce myself as Doge, and today's punchline is swarm, isn't it?
What did the bees say when it was hot outside?
What did one bee say when it was hot outside? See, this one feels obvious, so we're going to have I'm going to have to try and get it dead on here.
Yeah.
And I have to do something different. I think swarm is the, I think beehive was the words to use, but I'm going to say one bee to the other bee in the sauna.
What you did know one what? Bee Can, say to the other bee
Why don't I scoot over a little bit? I'll make room on my old seat for you, Carter. And because why don't I, something about the way you said it, Doge.
What if swarm, it's like, isn't it? Swarm, isn't it?
What if it was like
swarm, isn't it?
The, what are the British bees? What are the British bees?
Okay. What are the UK bees?
UK bees.
It's swarming it.
Swarming
it. A new bee has entered the beehive. what do bees say in the summer?
Yeah.
Swarm, isn't it?
Got it. That's fine.
Swarm, isn't it?
Funny.
Yeah, I mean.
I guess
it's funny adjacent.
It's funny.
It's funny adjacent.
I'm Carter. And I think that's enough.
Wow. It took you a long time to get there, but I'm glad you're finally there.
I think that's enough.
We can actually stop the podcast. To be honest. That's what this has been. Wow. That's what this has been for. Woo! That's why we did this.
Oh man, it feels good to say. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's enough.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Wow.
Thanks, guys. Wow. I appreciate that.
I'm not there for me, but I'm happy for you.
I really appreciate that, man. It's not really about you right now, though.
Yeah, why don't you back off, bro?
Man, I love how you're doing.
How about we let you know when it's your turn?
Yeah. Cool. I'll just go on mute and then you guys do the show.
Yeah, we'll holler at you when it's Doge's turn, okay? For right now, it's actually Carter's turn and he's enough. And I think that's really beautiful.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. And since Doge is on mute, I was going to hand it off to him for a top 10s list. But since he's muted, I guess I'll do the top 10s list.
Wait.
Got it.
I had one ready. If this was a video podcast, you could have seen how fast I run. You could have seen me reach my top land speed.
He dove for his unmute button. It was actually really cool.
I'm nothing without my top 10s. It's a sweaty podcast. The bees are saying swarm, isn't it? Carter's enough. It's summertime.
Just in case you forgot everything we've said over the last 2 minutes, we're just going to go ahead and recap for you.
Just to recap 3 minutes quickly. 50. I know we've been going for a while now.
Yeah.
It's summer here and it sucks outside. It's really bad. It's really hot. Sun is too angry. I've got a list here prepared for us by the beautiful users and the beautiful brains behind the top10s.com. We got the top 10 worst things about summer.
Oh, I was born for this.
I would love to know what you think the users of this website believe to be the 10 worst things about summer. 3 strikes and you're out.
Jordan, you want to go first?
Sure. Give me hot car.
Hot car. Show me hot car. I realized when we were recording with the Blondies last time, that this game slowly is becoming Family Feud.
Yeah.
Show me hot car. I was wondering where your mustache and big
teeth were coming from.
If only I looked a little bit more like a human Mr. Potato Head, I'd be a great host for Family Feud. Hot car does not appear.
What?
Dude, it is
Pass it over to the Willis family.
It is one of the very worst things. I have... What's your hot car face? You're getting in there. Forgot to roll the windows down a little bit. I have a 2012 Honda Civic, by the way. It is not going to warm up anytime soon either. And I get in there and it's just this.
Oof. Yeah.
I think I disassociate. That's tough. Like I
it's
think
just
I
miserable.
all emotion leaves my face as I go somewhere else.
I've got one of those severance things in my door. So it's just my innie lives in a hot car. And then I snap back into being the real Adam Scott once the car cools down.
I like that. I need to get me one of them. I'm going to say...
Yeah. Started in 2013 models, actually. So they may not fit your car.
Sunburn.
Show me sunburn. Number 3, there sunburn. I get sunburned really easily, even though I use sunscreen and wear a hat. In 2016, I actually got a bad sunburn on a cloudy day. How is that even possible?
Oh, worst sunburn dummy. I ever got in my life was on a cloudy day.
I had a tradition, and it was an accidental tradition that I observed most summers in like middle school and high school, where I would go to summer starting like pool party or something like that, and be like, I don't need sunscreen, and just get horribly, horribly sunburned. Yeah. And then it would all peel off, and I would shed my winter exoskeleton and then be ready for summer the rest of the year.
Then be ready.
Summer. Let me see a little swamp ass. Let me get a little swamp ass.
Swamp ass, dude.
Give me river stones.
Dude, these people are fake.
Swamp ass. I can give it to you. You're going to be upset if I do.
You don't know me.
Number 7, sweaty people.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really swamp ass, but you know.
When you're sweaty. I hate sweating a lot.
I mean,
swamp
yeah.
ass is when you're sweating.
I can't
tolerate because of the sultry, I'll sweaty days of summer.
Can't tolerate the sultry, sweaty days.
The yeah, line item doesn't sound right, but the description does sound right. It sounds like by sweaty people, they mean when I sweat, which, yeah, I'll take
yeah. that. Sweaty people, others or me.
I'll take that. I do think it's crazy. These people don't live in hot states because the fact that hot car and specifically swamp ass are not there is crazy.
Let me remind you of the average age that we're guessing the user of this website is. They don't drive. They can't drive yet. They don't care about car yet.
I'm going to say...
They get in cars, though.
You don't know them.
I mean, I had it and now it's gone. No. Oh, friends are out of town.
Friends are out of town.
Your first mistake was thinking that they had any.
Oh.
Bong bong.
I feel like this list is going to be harder. Like, I really miss school.
Friends are out of town. Strike for Carter.
Worth a shot, dude. But you've got 2 strikes already. No, you've got 1.
No, I don't.
No, he's got 1. I've got 1. You guys both have 1.
We're the same. Carter.
Nobody knows more about the worst things of summer than anybody else.
I'm trying to figure out if this list would be like, I really miss school. I wish school was back. Or if it would be like, we're so far from Christmas or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's great.
Author of this list is named Celestius, so they might be an ancient
dude.
Old
I got
one.
It.
Celestius,
I got it. Summer
medieval
reading.
Alien.
Oh, summer reading. That's a great, great guess. Number 9, summer homework.
Let's go, dude!
Wow, what a great pull!
Great.
I am Celestius. Knight of Mars. I didn't know Celestius had graduated tonight. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he did all the summer reading.
Oh, okay.
You just started book all the 7.
So Celestius more like ascended tonight after filling their brain with literature.
Yes.
Dude, whatever. Melted ice cream.
Okay. Okay.
Whatever, man.
Whatever.
I don't care.
It's a stupid game anyways.
Stupid game.
Not often that I see somebody give up with only 1 strike. Melted ice cream. That's 2 strikes. It's actually a good thing, probably. You guys are missing a big one.
The sun. Show me the sun.
The sun. I'm not going to count that. That is strike two.
Oh, how about just like that it's really hot?
Number one, extreme heat.
The wow. sun? You gave me sweaty people.
Because it says, I hate when I sweat. And swamp boss, dude, is whenever you sweat.
And the sun too really hot. Tell me how that's not a direct straight line.
I'm not going to give it to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Sorry,
it's
dude.
It's a straight line, but it's not specific. You could say the time Jordan, of look, year, look and I'm not going to give that to you.
Look me in the camera lens eyes and tell me the sun's hot with a straight face.
I can't. I don't know enough. I don't know enough to confirm. I'm sorry. I think it's hot, but I don't know that.
That's what I thought.
Pathetic.
Celestius as my witness. If I give you answers that you feel are outside the bounds of your question, if I am too lenient or too strict, you are angry either way.
You
the
are,
only thing that you should do is try to get them exactly right.
You're the only person I know that can run their own game and then be sad about the treatment. You know what I mean? Just like take it, you know? Just give me
I'm happy. I'm happy. It gives me fuel when you're angry at me. So you've got two strikes because you did guess the sun. Carter, you got two as well. So a lot of pressure on these next guesses for you boys.
Apparently.
I think if we both get strikes, we just keep going till one of us gets one.
Okay. We could go sudden death.
Yes.
Or sudden life.
Yes. Let me tell you about sudden life. Open up your Bible.
Electronics limits, like when your parents say you can only play a couple hours of video games, then you gotta go outside, or you can only watch a little bit of TV, then you gotta go outside.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's trying to be nice. It's wrong, though.
It is. No, that's a good guess. It is a strike.
Mm.
It is not on the list. It's a good
guess.
He's
regretting the fact that he didn't give me hot outside for the sun, and so now he's trying to back.
I regret it even more once I win with this final blow.
I regret nothing.
Show me hot surfaces.
Hot?
It better be surfaces. Verbatim, the word hot and the word surfaces. If it's like the sidewalk or is like hot, that doesn't count.
Concrete, like when you're walking outside.
And
it's
now
hot.
You can just like sort of
or like
funnel
when you touch your
answer.
Door or car handle.
Or maybe hot like surfaces. Maybe like when the grass hurts. Or
when you touch the oven in July.
Hot surfaces does not appear on the list.
Fair enough.
Is there like a hot concrete kind of a thing on there?
Nope.
Really? I don't think they live in
Carter,
hot states.
Do you remember your ice cream thing that you just threw away?
Yeah.
That's number 18. You don't get a point for it, but somebody did be like, ice cream melts quickly in the summer. That's bad.
See? I don't like
That's
it.
That's funny.
All right, Jordan. Go for it, dude.
Think about it. You guys know summer? We live in Texas. You know summer?
I've got one. I think I've got it.
But all my summer guesses, they don't, it feels like they live in like a beautiful state and don't understand the pain.
The places I've seen mentioned are London, South India.
Well, South India is probably pretty hot.
Florida.
Florida's hot, dude.
Bugs. Give me bugs.
Oh, mosquitoes. Wow. You're just saying bugs. That's fine.
You know what? No, mosquitoes.
Number two is mosquitoes. The word mosquito comes from Spanish and means little fly.
Glad I said it exactly.
If Carter had not said mosquitoes right after you said bugs, I would have given it to you.
We shouldn't have
because there's an opportunity for specificity.
The line from bug to mosquito is the same line as sun to really is hot outside.
To height.
I need the specific, though, because another bug does appear on this list.
Oh.
Are you guys ready to hear the top 10 worst things about summer?
Wait, Carter has a chance to respond, does he not?
Does he? Oh, yeah. I guess you were the first to get a point. Well, that's an accidental hint I gave
you. There is
another
bug on the list.
You can try and name all the bugs you know.
Volkswagen. I'm going to say,
Homestar.
I'm not going to take the bug bait, dude.
Don't take the bug.
You're not going to turn on your little Zevo light, blue light, and get me in trance.
Don't take the bug bait. Don't bring it back to your queen. Don't feed it to the rest of your colony.
Flies.
What have I done? What have I done?
Flies is a strike.
No!
Flies is on the list.
You're we actually filming
love
me.
Those guys. They're one of the best things about summer.
I'm sad when they're gone.
I hate winter.
My other thought
no
was
flies.
Foggy glasses.
I do
foggy
hate that.
Foggy glasses. Foggy glasses does not appear
foggy
on this list.
Glasses.
Either. The top 10 worst things about summer. We're going to go 10
was that
to
Blink
1.
182?
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Saying it so. Sun is not hot.
Go.
The 10th worst thing about summer is humidity.
Yep.
The humidity gets to your lungs and causes an annoying, repetitive, ticklish cough.
That's fair.
I hate that.
I don't think humidity's
don't
ever caused me a cough.
Not actually true.
Number nine
have allergies.
Number nine is, you know how when it's really humid outside
Zyrtec
and the flowers
the
make your nose run?
Yeah.
I hate humidity.
It's like how strawberries itch.
Because it's humid.
It's humid outside, so strawberries itch. Make it hard to breathe.
Number nine, summer homework. Number eight, hurricane season. Number seven, sweaty people. Number six, nothing to do. My typical
that's
summer
kind of I miss school. To be fair, that's
a little bit
I miss school.
And my friends are
I want you to hear. I want you guys to hear this percentage breakdown. My typical summer vacations (parentheses) when I'm not flying. 1%.
What does that mean?
Yeah. No, hang on. It's when they're not flying. I think that's very clear. 1%. Day trip to New Jersey Shore, New York City, etc.
Who calls it New Jersey Shore?
4% of the time, I go out to eat / party.
40%?
4%.
Oh. Wow, so
6% of the time.
So we're at 11.
6% of the time, shopping, errands, etc. 90% of the time.
That's
101%. I stay home and play on the computer all day.
That sounds sick. What's
that's
the problem?
That's a great summer. Are you kidding me? That sounds awesome.
What's the problem?
Number five, it isn't very long.
Okay. The worst part about summer is that it is fleeting.
Summer's fleeting, man.
Sniff. It's 3 days here until it's over and it's getting colder. Why, mummy? Why? Laugh out loud. I hate all things like weather, but I love thunder and sun. The barbecues, the paddling pools, the things. But sun cream is just crap.
Sun cream? Get your British ass out of here, dude.
Number four, the other bug we were looking for is wasps.
Oh, yeah.
Number three, sunburn. Number two, mosquitoes. And number one,
not
extreme
the sun.
Heat.
It's
number
not
one is extreme
the sun.
Heat. The sun is here year round.
Mm.
Extreme heat is not. I need that specificity.
Hmm. What do you have to say for yourself?
Hmm? Yeah. I guess never really thought about it like that.
Lesson learned.
That's kind of the whole point of the top 10s. I just want you guys to, by the time you're done with my class, I want you to be able to think with a bigger brain than you came in here with.
Wow. Not possible. Mine's maxed out.
Maxed out brain.
Set brain to maximum.
Overdrive. Push it. Powerful.
Jarvis, set thoughts to enormous.
Jarvis, make me brilliant. My brain is, it's impossible for me to learn more things or know more things because my brain is too full of hogs.
Mm.
All shapes, all sizes are beautiful to me, which is why we put together a little something we call Tim Allen Presents Two Chunks in a Hunk Presents... No, Two Chunks in a Hunk Presents Tim Allen Presents Wild Hogs.
It's so close to a Donkey Kong impersonation. Go ahead.
It really is. The first hog.
The first hog approaches.
In honor of our discussions in honor of the time of year, tell me about Summer the Hedgehog.
Hmm. Pink.
Gold. Green eyes. Sunglasses.
Dress. Summer the Hedgehog wears a dress. I think Summer the Hedgehog has a hammer. I think Summer the Hedgehog is a tracing of Amy.
I like Ben. That's an interesting guess format there at the end that we've never really done before. And I like that.
Zero, trying to zero. Change the game. Okay.
Bandana. Shoes. We can't say that.
The sun. Show me the sun.
Ooh, we were looking for hot ball of fire in sky. I'm so sorry.
Fireflies.
That was a good Pumbaa.
It was a great Pumbaa. The fireflies. Oh, sorry. And it hurt that my friends never stood down when. You know, like Pumbaa.
Yeah, just like Pumbaa.
It hurt. Uh-huh.
It hurt.
Think
different than what you're on, than what you're thinking right now. You're neither of you are sniffing. You're barking up the wrong summer trees.
Yellow.
As a concept,
the Coldplay
song. I think she loves summer.
She probably does.
Is purple. As far as hedgehogs go.
Mm-hmm.
I think summer has eyelashes. Not common for hedgehogs. I think summer vest.
Okay.
Fingerless gloves. To steal a guess from my friend Doge, who always guesses fingerless gloves. It feels like, I don't know.
Jeans. A studded belt.
A gun.
An axe. I think Summer has a big old axe.
Okay.
Like a hand and a half, like a big.
And boy. My gun. And my jeans.
You have my soul. And my bow.
And my denim.
Well, right now, we are tied.
One earrings.
To one. Oh, I have to have a guess. Touching face.
Whoa.
Still tied.
Could be.
Oof.
Let's get glasses. Final guesses in.
Glasses, either sun or corrective.
Sun is wrong. We know sun is wrong.
No, sunglasses, not sun, not sunshine. All right. Did you already say sunglasses?
I don't know, man. It's your guess, huh?
Sword. Gun and sword, we guess. Any other guesses? Final so call.
Wait.
Gone. Here we go with
braces.
A score of 1 from Carter for eyelashes and a score of 2 for Doge for jeans. And
no
earring. I'm going to give you earring here. I've sent you the link in chat here on Squadcast for Summer the Hedgehog.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes you think a little different, doesn't it? Really makes you question some of your own prejudices, doesn't it?
Is that our first belly button?
That's our first belly button ring.
Some of your own prejudice. Wow, that's crazy.
Nobody said heels, which I thought was interesting. Really felt like you would have got there. Tube Top is another one I really thought you would have nailed, but for some reason
she used
you just
to be
didn't.
A DJ. That's pretty cool.
Is that a tattoo? Tube? A DJ.
I think it's a little tattoo.
I think it's a little heart tattoo. Yeah.
Hosting projects by Justin Bieber.
That's pretty funny.
That's great.
Is that hair or a cool like robo visor?
I don't think it's a visor.
I do think it's a robo visor. I almost gave you a headband, but it doesn't look like fabric to me.
Does she shoot lasers out of her palms like Iron Man?
It seems like maybe she shoots lasers out of her palms like Iron Man. Summer's got a lot going on.
Official Sonic awesome. Characters are so lame. This is badass.
This is
what it should be.
This is much cooler. We got time for one more hog. Doge, give me the name of the hog, please.
Let's see. Autumn the Hedgehog.
Ooh, what a beautiful name. What do we have?
Done. What a Scooby laugh.
Done, dude.
Hey, Scoob, thanks for finding this for us. Let Jordan have the computer again.
Oh, my God, dude. Okay, talk to me about Autumn the Hedgehog.
Orange.
All right.
I'm going to say dress. I'm going to say pink. I think Autumn's probably pretty cute.
Autumn.
Not that
Autumn
pink is only reserved for cuteness.
Autumn is orange. Autumn has a gloves. Fingerless. Autumn has a sword. Autumn has bangs. Not the regular like spiky forward or slicky back bangs, but like
specifically
Autumn has
like Zooey Deschanel bangs.
When you look at it, you're like, that hedgehog has bangs.
Got it.
That's great. I'm gonna say I don't think Autumn needs props. I'm going to say, what would we count as a prop? I guess Summer didn't have any props. I just don't see...
Nothing in the accessories tab. Yeah.
I think accessory is different. I'm thinking like we're not holding anything. We don't have like a...
Okay. Yeah.
There's clearly not anything that Autumn fights with.
So you're going nothing in the hands.
Nothing in the hands.
Basically.
Autumn comes to us empty-handed. Open hands, ready to receive rather than to give.
Mm. Wow.
I said dress already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get final guesses in.
Eyes.
Quit stalling.
Jeans and a necklace.
Eyes green. Okay. Shoes white.
Okay. Done?
Boots.
Okay. In an unprecedented landslide with a score of 4-0.
Whoa.
And I'm only giving the four. I think two of the four have asterisks, but I'm going to give them because of the zero. It's not like we're competing against anything.
Sure. Yeah.
With a score of 4-0, Carter takes this one.
Whoa!
Heavily. I'm going to give you pink.
Yes, it is my drawing, of course.
I'm going to give you pink. I'm going to give you dress. Those are the two asterisks.
Excellent.
But with asterisks, that's hard to say. But with no asterisks whatsoever, nothing in the hands and green eyes, I present to you Autumn.
Nothing in the hands. I'm going to guess that more often now.
Whoa.
Wow, wait. I feel like I manifested Autumn.
How does this hurt?
Technically, Autumn's purple with a pink shirt, like a pink top, and is wearing a skirt. But I'm giving you pink. I'm giving you dress. Green eyes. Nothing
simultaneously in look like Dora the Explorer and Stewie Griffin.
It is very Stewie Griffin. I had the same thought. Autumn also is wearing a pink tank top, a blue skirt, purple leggings. Or maybe those are just her legs. I can't really tell. White gloves, regular Sonic shoes, and has a purple bob, which didn't see
dude,
coming.
the lore of Autumn the Hedgehog. She has super speed, like Sonic, her dad.
She's just she is
hammer. When she was a human from the Pokemon world, she wore a pink sweater and blue jeans. Carter, tell me about that, because it sounds like you invented her. Did she transport here through a portal?
She did. It was a strange... She transported with a hedgehog through the portal, and they formed together in a very interesting way. Should the thumb... Which way should the thumbs be pointing if we're looking right at somebody? Is that right? So I'm not going to say it's wrong.
Back of hand. Okay. Back of hand. We're seeing...
Two back of hands. No.
She's standing like this.
No, it's the... Give me on your left hand. Flip. Yeah, there we go. No.
Wait.
Now flip the other... Like flip this. Your left hand in. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's standing like this with her thumbs pointed toward her.
Yeah. Okay. We got back of hand, back of hand.
Back of hand, back of hand.
And that one's just sort of splayed. Yeah, well, that's Autumn the Hedgehog, and that's Two Chunks and a Hunk presents Tim Allen presents Wild Hogs.
That's half of a podcast.
And this
that's
is the middle of the podcast. Welcome to Shout Announcements, the part of the show where we give shout outs and make announcements. It was crispy.
Yeah, that sounded like it hurt a little bit.
It didn't feel good, is what I would say, probably. If I was a liar, it felt amazing. Mm. We're glad you're here for Shout Announcements. We want to tell you a couple of important things. Number one, we love you.
Aw.
Aw.
Hey. We love you. Mwah, 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 mwah. We love you. Mwah, 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 mwah. What if that's how I kissed? Mwah, 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 mwah.
I was at your wedding. I know that's how you kiss.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. I
heard you do it.
Mwah,
yeah.
Mwah, 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 mwah. First of all, we love you. And second of all, we love you so much that we'd love for you to jump in Discord with us so we can talk to you about movies, games, books, sports, TV shows, podcast things, life, stupid things. All the fun stuff is there right at your fingertips. You can play box office ball. You can do
it's
it
waiting
all
for you.
If you jump in to Discord, which you can do through our Patreon. So make sure you go check it out if you want to get involved. You can also hear about our movie club movies, which we announce the where and the when over in our Discord. So if you want to be, if you want to start being about it and stop talking about it, get over.
Man.
Actually, if you want to stop,
damn.
If you want to start talking about it, if you want to start talking to it, him with it.
Yeah.
Jump on Patreon, get over.
Because of it.
In our Discord.
Now would be... Well, listen, let me say this. If you've been listening for any amount of time, you know that we have a podcast called, Two Chunks and a Hunk. And then we have another one called Imagine Dungeons, where we play Dungeons and Dragons with our friends who are funnier and more talented than even us, as shocking as that is. It's pretty good. We like it a lot. Now would be a good time to brush up. Listen to your favorite parts of season one again. No reason. Just now would be a good time.
I don't know if they're funnier. They're better than us.
I'm pretty funny.
They're better than us. I don't know if they're funnier.
I'm pretty funny.
Certainly they're more talented. Funny.
Do you think they listen to this part of this show?
No.
Or can we say whatever
definitely
we want?
Definitely not.
No, I hate them.
They're dead weight.
Let's get rid of them. I'm thinking no DM, no characters, and we instead.
Dude, if there was no DM, I wouldn't lose any fights.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Man,
we could really make it work. I'm starting a new public campaign. No more DMs.
Let the boys play.
Let the boys play, ref. Come on. What are you the keeper of the game? Let's go back to the show. We're back in the back half.
Here we are.
Back half, best half. Carter, you had something you wanted to chat with us about.
I do. I finally had the opportunity to use some of my Alamo Season Pass perks and just see a lot of movies. I saw three movies over the last 3 days.
Okay.
Wow. And it's kind of fun to have these things adjacent to each other. Because they're all kind of vibes that I've had before. and one that was like an old friend. And we'll start with the very, I'll just do it in succession of the movies that I saw. I saw the Fantastic Four movie, First Steps. And it was great. I found myself wanting to give Chelsea a little bit of the lowdown because I don't think she knew too much about the lore. And I had an idea that Fantastic Four was going to really do what we did in Superman, which it does feel like the good thing about superhero movies now is we're not really giving. I feel like most superhero movies now that I've seen, the ones that are 2 hours and less, a lot of them, there's about half an hour of like origin story in a lot of these movies. And when you think about early Marvel phase one, there's entire movies that are origin story.
Four
different movies. And so realized very much, and I'm not going to be the first person who ever has who has realized this ever, because I'm sure it was very intentional for the people that made Incredibles, but our powers are almost a one for one. And our setting is a one for one, even down to the Underminer and Mole Man, like all these these similar things. I would say it's very close to my Superman experience. I did not enjoy it as much as Superman. Because there's just a weird thing happening to me with Marvel. I saw a Variety article, or maybe it was Vulture, that the MCU or Marvel Studios has made 54 Marvel things. That's
gracious.
37 movies, 15 shows, two special programs. I don't remember. I don't even really know what those would have been. Maybe the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special.
And
then something else. And they were like ranking all 54 of these things. So it's just a lot. And it's really hard unless you're, if Nolan ever came back and made another Batman, or really even what we're doing with RPAD's Batman, which James Gunn has said is can still be separate. I don't know. It's just, it's so hard to erase what has happened. You kind of wish there was a little bit of a snap so you can be like, oh, let me get rid of the bad things about Marvel and only have the good things. To where it tempered my enjoyment a little bit, I think, of Fantastic Four. Mm. Cast really well, was really fun, was very creative. It did feel different, but that's just so hard to do. And I do think I am tired of Marvel, but I think I'm realizing I'm more hopeful for DC. Mm. Very much so with what James Gunn has done, which has been great. Because ultimately he's made, I think that it was just a better overall movie experience. And I think it's because of the humor. Marvel tried to do things in Fantastic Four, that Superman did really well. And it just didn't do it as well as Superman did. Anyways.
Interesting.
I think there's like a general fatigue for me. I've been trying to figure out why I liked Superman so much, because it definitely is and definitely does feel like, here's first movie in a new universe. Look at all these cool new heroes.
Mm-hmm, right.
Uh-oh, now we have a sequel tease right at the very end. And it wasn't, like that stuff wasn't as grating for me as it felt like it has been for Marvel lately.
Sure.
And I think, number one, Marvel already did it. And they did a great job of it at Endgame and Infinity War. But two, like I think the Superman stuff, and it's unfair to say, to compare the 38th movie in the MCU with the first movie in the DC.
Right.
Very tough, yeah.
Whatever it's called. But it also feels like it just exists in a world that other movies can exist in. It doesn't feel like it's Superman is trying to, it at the time that I saw it, I mean, this may age poorly once four or five more of these come out. It doesn't feel like it's all trying to build toward like, uh-oh, here's this big event and now you've got all this homework.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, maybe I'll watch the next one, but if I don't, then I know some of these guys are going to be in it.
You can catch the
one after that too. Yeah.
Hold up. I need to help somebody.
The stranger.
I need to help somebody.
The old man has entered the abode.
The neighbor has returned.
Sorry, there was a kid that had just gotten run over.
Oh.
That made it worse. It made it so morbid. It was my wife. Why did I say somebody? It was like, oh, there's some person trying to get out of the house.
You don't know her. Her name's Chelsea.
A question I do have, though, around the MCU, because I'm trying to think, is there something that exists in our lives? The best case scenario is it's a certain IP in pop culture, so be it book, be it movie, be it show, that has lasted long enough that it has dipped and come back? Like, is that all we need to do with the MCU is just wait? Because
maybe James
Bond. It was so Fast and Furious. That's probably a good one.
But they're James Bond.
They are.
Like, it's not a continuation of the old James. Like, they start fresh, you know?
Right. You don't have to watch all the old ones to watch Casino Royale.
Because you can't do it that. You can't do this with reality TV. I mean, I guess you can. Maybe there's some housewives to where when you look at, if there was 15 seasons of it, you're like, ooh, for the mid seasons, if you can just get through that, it's going to get good again.
Yeah. I mean, but even then, Survivor for sure. But yeah. You don't have to watch every season. You don't have to watch the bad ones.
It's just, it's a really strange situation. Huh. My latest
reports do point to like a big reboot restart after Secret Wars, the next like big Avengers versus Doctor Doom thing.
They're kicking themselves for not just doing that at the end of Endgame. Just not just saying like we're done here and then taking a couple years break and then coming back and being like we're doing different Marvel stuff. Like they're kicking themselves for not going out on
that. They absolutely should have been like, oh, that snap. The only way to bring everybody back is to reset the world completely. And you bring it back and it's like, oh, where's RDJ? It's Tom Cruise now. Like we're in a different universe.
My second movie I saw, which I very thoroughly enjoyed, as I went and saw by myself, Together. So here's the thing, too.
Yeah.
We had talked about this a little bit, Doge, and you had shared with me that there was some heat because evidently this was a movie that came out, I think, in 2021 that this felt like it was a direct rip from. I looked further into that, and it wasn't just to like make myself feel better about seeing this movie. The creator of Together had submitted his script back in like 2016. So technically, if we look at the receipts, this was before that.
Yeah, I can't remember if we talked about this on pod or not, but they have been fully cleared from this. I think it maybe went to court or like went early into some like lawyer conversations. And basically the person that was accusing them of stealing it sent them a script and was like, you should do my movie. And they said no. And then the guy that wrote this script, which was similar, but he wrote it first, came to them and was like, do this. And they said yes. And so the guy was like, wait, they stole this. And so they were able to prove like, no, this is the writer of this one. And he wrote this 10 years ago.
Yeah,
so that's crazy. They're in the clear. No sketchiness involved.
Very good. I don't know if y'all saw Substance. So this is body horror, but it's so different. I think, and we've talked about our love, my love specifically for horror, and I like leaving the studio and there's just some stuff, like there's, you're processing things, you're learning things about yourself. Really, it's about codependency at one of its deepest levels, which is something that, you know, I'm currently reading Codependent No More because it's a something I developed just growing up that I have to actively work against. Detachment is a part of that process. And so to watch this visceral body horror on screen with two people that are together, that in itself is super interesting. It's not kind of like the Gigli. It's obviously so far away from like Gigli because they were dating at the time. I mean, Alison Brie and Dave Franco have been together for over a decade, for a very long time. Alamo Drafthouse will always have the little videos that precede the movie to sometimes educate you if it's like a superhero movie. But for this one, it was just a bunch of Funny or Die skits that Dave and Allison have done since like 2011. And it was just so funny to see them interacting together. I thought it was brilliant. I think horror ends up being a place that it's easy to be creative. And this script like checks out. Nobody's trying to be like, I mean, there's going to be a supernatural element to it, right? When we know essentially even from the movie poster, hey, it's like, hey, they're really trying hard not to form into each other's bodies. So, but our explanations.
How yucky is it? Is it like big, big, yucky, very yucky?
It is. I don't have an issue with. So I think in terms of yuckiness, when we start to see their bodies might be starting to connect in some reason that we don't understand just yet. Feels like the multiverse of madness. It feels like Doctor Strange yuckiness. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. To where it's just like there's an interesting dysmorphia that's happening here that some of it's borderline cartoony. There is a moment that is yucky when, I'm not going to say anything in case you see it. but I thought it was great and it has a high level of rewatchability for me. The scariest moments of this movie aren't even the dysmorphia stuff. It is when people are, I think Franco and Brie did such a great job because there's moments where they are each alone that they are reacting in a certain way that are the scariest moments of the whole thing. And the scariest kind of horror is horror that can be relatable to some extent for me. And there was some of that. The way that he doesn't have a driver's license, so he's relying on her. Really, you're just watching, it's not a rom-com, but you feel like you're watching a romance movie too. It's just two people that are afraid to say they don't want to be together anymore. But they realize they have become so much a part of each other's lives that to break some of this off, maybe it's more convenient just to stick it out, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, but then this dynamic gets thrown into it. But it's great. I would recommend it if people like horror. I think horror is one of those interesting genres that you, it's not just a one broad brushstroke. Because I don't think you can like one horror and like them all. Because I would say right. that when you do body horror, and we did things, we did a little bit of that too when we did our international Chunktober, when we did a movie yes. about cannibalism. Like that's a little bit different than vampires, right? It's like, I can see
yes.
a vampire bite you, or like in Sinners, and like try and like rip you up a little bit. But when it's like, I don't know. Did y'all mm-hmm. see Substance?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. So it feels the closest to Substance in terms of body horror. But Together was a recommend. I think I would buy these first two movies, cool. Fantastic Four. But my most interesting and fun experience was I saw Naked Gun, y'all. I saw Good. Naked Gun
That's
last night.
That's the one
night.
I was hoping Dude, you were going to say.
I have heard great things.
It had been so long. One of my friends that I watched it with, Chelsea was with me too, and I can't remember the last time consistently laughing out loud in theaters. Also can't remember the last time that like a summer comedy had come out.
Right.
I think we talked about this maybe on the pod, but it was maybe when we were talking around like maybe Michael Cera or Jonah Hill, but like when it Superbad, like when movies like that and like The Hangover, I think between Superbad and The Hangover, there was like seven or eight. And if you were a Will Ferrell kind of person, like Talladega Nights is coming out or Anchorman mm-hmm. or something like that. But it was so silly. And to see Liam Neeson in that role, he did so well. And I laughed out loud. We can, I don't think we can have this line on the podcast, but can I tell you a line from this movie? I don't know. I yes. kind of want it to happen organically too. Are y'all going to go see it?
Yeah, definitely.
I would like to, yeah.
Never mind. I'm not going to tell you. There's a line in this movie that I kept laughing for more than 5 minutes. I would just get tickled about it again. And I asked for napkins to wipe my face of tears. Like there was a moment and it just keeps going.
Somebody took a picture of the credits as they were scrolling because there was a credit for set dresser and it said the person's name and then it was set dressing and it was like ranch, Caesar, Italian, yeah. balsamic.
It is. Yeah.
The There's entire, a credit for Netflix password as well. It's Netflix password, and then it's just like a long string of characters.
Is there really?
That's yeah. funny.
I didn't see that. There is just so much going on, and it is so consistent. And I think it was so funny in having these three things together, especially to have it bookended by the final, or I keep saying Final Four. Such a sports guy. Fantastic Four
You're
and Naked Gun.
Such a sports head, man. You're such a jock.
It's like, I do think there was a time when comedy got tired, like it, or it was just going straight to stream. It's like, hey, we've signed a contract with Adam Sandler, and right. so we're gonna do. And so it was just kind of like, oh, well, this came back because they were literally
fund his
just
buddies' vacations.
They were using the kind of vibe. It was a time capsule of when, like, the Leslie Nielsen Naked Guns were there, but now it's back and it feels fresh. And so there was a part of me that's like, will that happen with Marvel? Like, is there going to be a moment to where something like that comes back and it's fresh? Oh, it's the days of old, but I don't know.
It would have
maybe
to be
I'm
what
hopeful.
We've been talking about where it's like a full restart because like that's what happened with James Bond. That's what's happening here. Like
yeah.
you
yeah.
can't once something loses steam, loses momentum, and loses audience interest, you're not going to regain those things by just making more until the wave catches again. Mm-hmm. You have to think outside the box and do something different. And I think for now, you know, Marvel needs to figure out what that is for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marvel's going to limp to the Avengers multi-movie event. They're going to do, I think Tom Holland has signed on for 3 more Spider-Mans. So those 3 Spider-Mans are going to do $1 billion. Avengers, whatever they are, 5 and 6, I think the next 2 Avengers are going to do $1 billion. And then everything else is going to hit around the 400 to 700 million.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to have another big, huge box office run like they did like 2016 to 2019.
Yeah. That's going to be tough. But I had, those were all, I would have them all firmly in buy, these 3 movies. And they were all so that's different.
Awesome. What a run.
And I think, yeah, I think that alone, to like look at the marquee or walk past on the way out of the theater and just to be like, I can't remember the last time, especially around the summer, that was like, I'm almost, my whole bingo card is almost full. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was such a normal thing though. Like in college, it's like, yes. I've seen them all. If I'm going back, it's to see something I've already seen because there's nothing else offered for me because I'm seeing all these movies. Mm-hmm. And that was really exciting. And on the college, and we can wrap the episode with this conversation because we've all experienced it. Do you think, because it was funny to me because I don't know if I told y'all, but I was teaching a small group communication class and I told my students in their groups, their separate groups, to find the best team that's ever existed and give a presentation on that and give me the definitions as to why based off of our textbook. Why is this the best team that's ever existed? What did they have to accomplish? What were their roles? And my students that were in their very early 20s, 20, 21, were having nostalgia about the Lego movie. Right. And so there's these moments in our lives that's like, and for me, that's like, no way. Yes, great movie. I was a grown man when I saw this movie.
Right.
But it hits you at, you know, what, 10. We talk about like in the Disney Renaissance, it's like there's these DCOMs and stuff are hitting you at what time. There's a college thing too, right? So I am almost certain that there's going to be 17, 18, 19 year olds, boys especially, that when they get together, on the bachelor party at 2 a.m. when everybody's just been partying all day, but we're just too excited to sleep. We're going to watch Liam Neeson's Naked Gun.
Right. Yeah.
Right. 10, yeah. 15, 20 cool. years from now. You know what I'm talking about? It's like my age watching Anchorman, mm-hmm. right? Or my age watching Superbad or Pineapple Express or something mm-hmm. like that. I legitimately don't think that there is a culture of the boo-boo parts of Marvel. Like, are there going to be people that it's like, man, we loved Falcon, the new Captain America movie. You know, it's like, I think those people are inheriting. It's not like Star Wars, right? I love Phantom Menace. But everyone loves the OGs. I think all that we have right now with Marvel is Phase 1 through 3 or whatever that was.
Yeah.
And even then, there's just bad stuff there. Just holding on to the old stuff, which is just so crazy to me. I don't know. I liked it though. I liked the idea of just a bunch of guys that are about to be, you know, at DBU that are watching this like during Summer Bridge or something. And then 15, 20 years from now, they're going to be like, man, let's put it on, dude. They're quoting all the lines to each other. Like they're going to know front to back. That entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
What a great feeling.
Well, that's interesting to, let's do this then. We'll end it here and, you know, give what you feel like your, you know, for Doge and I, there's some overlap obviously, cause we lived together in college, but, give one or two of what you feel like are those movies for your sort of age range.
Mm. Yeah.
For Two Chunks it's Jordan. And, honestly, I think there's two that really stand out to me the most, and they're both Andy Samberg movies. I think Andy Samberg is like the comedy king of my friend group and like age range. Hot Rod seems obvious, but we were younger when it came out. It wasn't coming out as we were in, you know, college range. But I mean, that's a movie I could watch at any time. Honestly though, I really, especially, I feel like it has aged especially well. And I have watched it so many times since it came out. I feel like Popstar is one of those movies that has staying power. Popstar is
so funny.
For our group of friends.
That's such a good movie.
Well, the fun thing about Hot Rod, though, is it does become the, when we're just kind of throwing feelers out there and making friends early. You know, you go to that college experience and then you realize we love the same thing. Like Hot Rod was one of those. Yeah. That's some glue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm Doge. I mean, Hot Rod was going to be my answer too. Mm. It's Hot Rod and School of Rock for me.
Oh, where
it's
yeah. Just like School of Rock's great.
The like instantly like never a bad time for either of those movies. Like mm-hmm. I could pretty much always push play on either of those movies no matter what I'm doing or what mood I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Carter. Still am. Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Show my age a little bit there. Nacho Libre.
Yep.
Also up there. It's funny how we're getting some repeat actors.
I saw Nacho Libre in theaters with my friend AJ, and we were the only two people in the theater. So I changed seats 5 times.
I remember, were it not for my cool youth minister that went to Baylor, I would have not gone to see Napoleon Dynamite in theaters. Because I think it was already his vibe. And he was like, check this yeah. out. And I was like, what the heck?
What is this?
But it got me. And then the other guys ended up being ooh, like, yeah, after yeah, I was in college. Yeah. But just thinking about like looking at a bud and be like, aim for the bushes. Like there's just so many lines
yeah.
from that.
That's a funny movie. I like that movie.
I have quoted, it feels like a random line to quote, but the, when was your last desk pop? Oh, September 08. Has been like a line that has haunted me for so long.
Yes.
September 08.
Oh, movie.
I could watch any of those right now, actually.
100%.
But, okay, well, you know.
Let's do it. Share your screen. Log into something and stream it.
Log into
that's
something.
It. That's it for the two chunks. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And
we thank you.
Tune in next time for a little more of your favorite guys. Trying new sign
we're gonna
off
figure
stuff.
Out, we're going to figure out who they are and invite them to
we're
be
gonna
on the show.
We're going to get them to be on the show so y'all can finally hear them.
So you can actually like one.
When your team's curious and ready to grow, they do their best work, and that changes everything. At CBT Nuggets, we've spent over 25 years making IT training engaging, hands-on, and fun. Expert-led courses, virtual labs, real-world skills your team can use right now. From networking to cloud to cybersecurity, we build skills and confidence that drive results. Believe in your team. Give them the tools to thrive at cbtnuggets.com/solutions.